Good evening, everyone. This is the Candid Show brought to you by your host, Sri Ram, and I have Krishna with me as my co-host today. So today's episode is going to be another session of Quick Bits where we are going to be talking about all of the latest trending news or current topics which are going around the world as swiftly as possible. So if you want to check out our previous episodes of Quick Bit, we'll kindly link all of the previous links in our YouTube channel description below, so please check it out. So without any further ado, I'd like to jump into the first Quick Bit of the day. So the SpaceX actually has launched 4 astronauts into space, and they actually launched this from the Kennedy Space Center, and the crew consisted of 3 Americans and 1 Japanese, and it's actually the second crew which was actually launched by the SpaceX. So the Dragon capsule, or the actual capsule, was actually named as Resilience by the actual crew members because of the challenges faced in this year due to the COVID-19 crisis. And remark made by one of the orbit commanders, or the commanders of the crew, namely Hopkins, actually radioed saying that was one heck of a ride, and apparently it was such a difficult task to actually enter into the orbit, and they kind of encountered some kind of error in between, or some kind of malpractice, or some kind of issue actually was there upon entering the orbit apparently. So it was actually pretty dangerous and risky, right? So this was actually one of the comments made by the commanders. And also, one of the big things actually is important, and why I actually wanted to tell this is because of the fact that SpaceX actually, this briefly actually, they transmitted live images of the crew members inside the capsule, and this is actually something which the Russians or actually the Americans have never even done. So this is something extremely new. And one more thing is that Elon was sadly not able to kind of see around this operation in person, because obviously if you had followed him on Twitter, he was actually suspected of having COVID-19, so he could actually not go there and actually go to the actual center and take care of all the proceedings, because obviously the space center had kind of had a lot of strict protocols which kind of stated that any person who has C-19 must stay quarantine. So he tweeted a red heart actually on Twitter, if anybody are following him. So yeah, that's one of the very big important news of today. So Krishna, what is the next quick bit of the day?
So the next quick bit of the day is about PUBG Mobile. As we all know, October 1st, the Indian government actually banned the game, including PUBG Mobile and PUBG Mobile Lite, in the country due to the datas getting leaked to the Chinese server from our Indian players. So that was the main reason behind the ban of the famous multiplayer game. So now PUBG Mobile is making an official relaunch of its game in India. So we can see that the players, despite the fact that the game was banned on October 1st, they were still able to play the game. So on October 30th, the Indian government completely shut down all the servers that were engaging the PUBG Mobile gamers. So like no one was able to access the game further after October 30th. So now during Diwali, as a treat to all the fans who are eagerly waiting for the relaunch of the game, they have released a teaser and a picture. So like in all their social media pages, like the teaser consists of famous PUBG Mobile personalities, so like gamers including Jonathan, Cronton and Dynamo. So these three were seen in the teaser of the PUBG Mobile official Indian version. So that was for this quick bit, and we all hope that the PUBG Mobile gets relaunched in a month or two. So
yeah, the next quick bit of the day is that Delhi has actually crossed the peak of the third COVID wave, and since that there is no lockdown being imposed. So Delhi actually recorded about 3,235 new COVID cases and 95 deaths due to corona in the last month or so. And the government also does not apparently want to do anything, because obviously they kind of have a notion that since the cases actually have spiked this much, so the lockdown even imposing is not going to have any kind of significant impact. And also from the daily COVID charts which you've been getting, there has actually been a heavy steep incline from the last 13 days or so, because apparently from November 3rd, or especially on November 3rd, the city kind of reported about a surge of about 6,000 cases after a few weeks of very low numbers. So which clearly kind of suggests that people have been kind of very negligent to take all the safety protocols, because of kind of noticing a very sudden peak all of a sudden is kind of surprising to me, because I think people are starting to slack off a little bit, or people kind of do not want to wear masks apparently. And also on November 5th, Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal also mentioned that the third wave was going to sweep through the city, and the cases are actually spiking a lot, and still they actually didn't want to do much about it. I don't know why. And I think this kind of clearly indicates that Delhi especially, I think our people do not want to clearly obey rules for some reason. I don't understand why, because I think in all the other cities, we've been kind of controlling it to a very stable level, because I think if we see everywhere, I don't think there's like such a high spike of cases. So I think Delhi has to do something about it, because obviously the air quality is also very poor. So a lot of problems coming in for Delhi. So Krishna, what is your next bit of the day?
So moving on to the next quick bit, before moving on to the next quick bit, I want to say about Delhi is that we all know that the air quality or the pollution level is very high in Delhi, and the government actually made a survey of the air quality index. So like it is called as the AQI. So it the reading reached 414 on Saturday, and on Sunday it reached 435. That was the most highest number of air quality index for the past 4 to 5 years. So despite the fact that the government and the whole world is under lockdown, and we all know that it is a very critical situation, the people of Delhi are not actually realizing the importance, or like they don't actually know how to follow the rules. They don't actually follow it. So they are bursting firecrackers, passing the limited time, and the air quality has become very worse. So that was for this quick bit. And moving on to the next quick bit, I want to say is that about the steep decline in COVID-19 cases in India. So like we came to know that the recovery rate is above 93% for the last week. So India has been controlling COVID-19 very much, and all the frontline warriors are working very much, and including all the doctors, nurses and policemen. We are very grateful for them and their work. So they are risking their lives and they are doing a very very great job. And even in Tamil Nadu, if you see that the cases are below 20, so like the death is below 20, so which is a very good step towards success. So like considering the COVID-19 situation, and overall India, we have been reduced to the cases of about 20,000 or so. So like the amount of patients getting relieved from the disease has reached 82 lakhs. 49,579 people have been discharged from the hospital so far. So we can see that we are growing very much. We are actually preventing the disease very much, and we are controlling it very much. So like it is a very good news, and despite the fact that we also know that in some areas like Delhi and even in Karnataka, so like the cases are actually increasing day by day, but if we all follow rules properly, we can control it totally. So within a year, within a month or so, we can totally control the COVID-19. So I hope that that happens soon.
So if we talk about the next bit of the day, it's about the Trump v. Biden election. And as we all know, Biden actually had won by a fairly good majority, I think so. So Trump had been going on a lot of violent or rampage sprees actually amidst this pandemic, because he's been kind of acting out a lot. He does not want to accept this loss which he's currently had, and he's been having a rant on Twitter especially, and also it seems he want to kind of go have a court fight upon the decision of this. And most of these election law experts are kind of stating that he's unlikely to succeed. And on the other hand, the president-elect Joe Biden is actually focusing on coronavirus pandemic and actually setting up meetings for some of these vaccine developers, because obviously you can see that the number of COVID cases in US actually has passed 11 million on Sunday, which is actually a million more than number of the new cases last week. So it's actually the fastest increasing kind of the country right now since the pandemic began. I think a lot of cases are spiking for them, because I think they have kind of returned to normalcy most of the time, because most people I think have kind of returned to normal life. So I think that is why the cases are seeming to be so much higher, I think. And also, especially if you follow him on Twitter, if you follow Trump on Twitter, he was making a lot of wild accusations, a lot of wild allegations, and one of which actually stated that actually he nearly kind of went to the point where he kind of accused Biden of actually rigging the elections, and actually stating that actually the vote counting was actually faked and extra votes were kind of added to Biden. And also again, 90 minutes after tweeting this, he again violently, or rather he had this very angry kind of emotion, he again stated that he was kind of winning in the eyes of the fake media and he's not going to concede to this. And I think he's very delusional at this point, I feel, because obviously we all know he also had Trump also obviously was the person who kind of had COVID and also kind of recovered from it. And he was also kind of the person who stated that you don't need to wear masks, and obviously he was completely against the idea of wearing masks. So I think he's kind of being more and more delusional these days. So I think, yeah, I'm kind of happy that his days are kind of ending and Biden's days are coming up. So that will be the end of today's podcast, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the session. And if you want to also check out previous episodes of Quick Bits format, we'll be uploading the descriptions of those in our YouTube channel. And also make sure you listen to us on Spotify also, and make sure you follow it on Spotify also. So if you have any kind of comments, suggestions, or any kind of criticisms, please drop it in the YouTube comment sections below. So we'll see you in the next episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.